both of them are. Who here was here last night? Who here was here this morning? That doesn't matter. Who's here now? Who here got a poster? There's only 20 left. They're back there. You gotta get one. They're awesome. I can't believe it's over. This is the best Tour de Amour ever. Love Potion number 9. One time more, I stand in front of you. Let me start by welcoming you all back to the second night of two. We've traveled a long way with the grace of a feather, and every step we've taken has brought us right here together. The Tour de Amour is ending, but it's not over yet. Tonight, let's savor each moment and experience each breath. Let's all travel together on a magical ride and sip on the chalice filled with love potion number 9. Every year, the momentum continues to grow, riding this beast of love to the places we all need to go. We've been many places and shared many dreams, but tonight is the sum and culmination of everything. Everything. We are now back at home and have the key to the door to a celebration with our loved ones here at the Epic Fillmore. ALO has a recipe for a magical potion that leaves a wake of love behind its inspiration. In 1959, how did Jerry Lieber know about ALO and this annual tour? The Nostradamus of song, he gave us a warning and told us all to sip from this cup we are now holding. Our fate tonight has been decided, and it starts here with this cup. Let's give in to something that is way bigger than us. A night so noteworthy, it will change the course of history. Let's put our hands together and kick off this night of mystery. One more time, I'm so honored to get to be the one to welcome the catalyst to all of this fun. It's now the moment that we have that has been written by time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's ALO and their love potion number 9. Thank you guys.
Thank you. to write the world's greatest song. Matching words with melodies, power chords, minor keys, wondering if anyone would sing along. We'll dream.
Thank you. Saturday night. Thank y'all for coming out.
We're gonna play you a new song. It's pretty new. It's real new.
Fifteen thousand years ago, we're still alive. There Was a Time, parentheses, Fireland. What do you think? Is that a good title? It's still a working title. It's like There Was a Time is obvious. You just say There Was a Time a bunch of times. But maybe it should, Steve thought it should be called Firelight. What do you guys think? Let's take that up on the internet. You guys want to hear Steve sing one? All the way from Oakland, California, this guy drove over today.
Gosh, it was a
journey.
No, I love going over the bridge. I love San Francisco.
Apparently, Batista's are from Oakland too, but they got stuck in a parade. Did that happen to you?
No.
There was no parade for you?
I came early for the kids' show.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Were you guys here for that kids' show? Whoa. You guys missed out on a rager. It was raging in here.
I was going to say, you party
people. No idea what happened.
You party people are all pretty tame compared
to
those 5-year-olds.
You guys just chilled out now.
They were rushing
on in here.
They were rushing the stage and whatnot.
It was chaotic. And beautiful.
I'd do it again in a second.
Oh.
Brogan on the drums.
Lebo on the guitar. That's a San Francisco song, actually. We wrote that one.
It's an issue about San Francisco. Cities and every coast.
The one.
Chicken shack, people see a fancy toast. What are you guys doing, people? Every hour, every hour. What are you doing? Steve Adams. All the parents are here. I'd really like to thank all our parents. So. Two and more every year has a musical fundraising component. This year's recipient is the San Francisco Charter School. And I do have to really say thanks to the parents for letting us stick with the music, because I know that's not always an option. And it was definitely an option for us, so I really appreciate it. My dad, one of these days we're going to have to get my dad up here. He taught us our first song. It was awesome. Honky Tonk, it was called.
Thank you.
his mustache, tricking up the freaks, tall and rough, and all the cowboys in the house say, yeah! My kids like it too, man.
We should have done it in the kids' set today.
I know.
It's a little bit of psychedelic, though.
I don't know, man. Those kids.
They might be the most psychedelic
they
of all.
They are out of their mind.
Psychedelic.
What I saw today, it was so crazy. Let's bring out the Gramblers.
That's Nikki Blue and Darren May. Y'all know Nikki Blue?
And Steve.
And Darren May.
I'm going
to bring him up and sing a song right now. So this tune we're going to play is from their forthcoming album that's coming out pretty soon.
It's a good one.
Do to hear me.
Randy Blue with Darren May. The Free Ranch Horns just came in.
Oh. Originally, we used to call ourselves the Animal Liberation Orchestra of the Free Ranch Horns. Good idea? It just was what we called ourselves. Yeah, you decide. Swingo Research Institute, you wish we were called that. That was a runner-up. I mean, I'm being serious. We were into this kind of institution. We'll be like a, yeah, we'll be an institution.
Whoa!
It's the 90s. So much was possible. You know what I mean? Nemo! Nemo from San Francisco's own! I think you've lived in San Francisco longer than you lived in Saratoga. You're official.
I've been in San Francisco longer now.
You're legit.
Well, that's when everybody
Johnny Bones. Italio, the Canadian,
the blue man,
the Canadian, the blue man, a member of New Monsoon at times.
That's right.
We've known Marty for a long time.
Well, you guys are good. You guys are getting your animals liberated and whatnot. Getting there. That's the deal. You're supposed to liberate your animal. Work that out. This is the soundtrack for your animal liberation. Your personal animal liberation. It's coming out of you right now, your little whatever it is. Everybody's got a different animal. You guys ever draw animal cards? That's a thing people do. I've got this set of animal cards I picked up in Marin. I used to live in West Marin. My mother-in-law gave me these animal cards. So you draw the cards, and there's certain draws that you're only supposed to do once in your lifetime. So I chose, a few days ago, I did this one draw, and I chose the fox and the beaver. is in my totem animals forever. So I don't know what you chose. I am the fox and the beaver. And that's good, you know, and the fox has this kind of camouflage thing going on, and the beaver we all know about with the tail and the dams and the commitment to building things. So on that note, let's play the song, man. Yeah.
All right, Brogan's counting us in.
Great story.
Oh. Thank you.
complete blackness. Then from out of the darkness, a rhythm kicked in. Started the whole thing. Thank you. it's the perfect role. Two bodies intertwined. Chemistry, she's a sweet moving back and forth. From my hands to the soles of your feet, from my soul to the soles of your feet, from my soul to the soul to the soul.
Shows are so fun. You get to actually be in the same town with your music friends.
Yes, we all love music.
Usually we're just chasing each other around out there, looking at our posters of each other in the, you know, the foyer.
It's not a secret. That's a technique entertainers use to draw you in. Guys. So there's some Newton UCSB graduates. I love that town. That's where we all went to college there. We received our education. Everything I know about it. I was a history major. Music dropped out, these guys all made it. They dropped out of the music degrees. Too rigorous for my free thinking.
It worked out good. We can kind of jam and we can sort of storytelling.
I went on
it was a good path. A good combination.
I appreciate that, Steve.
I planned it, so.
Song about his birthday. Right now he's finding the perfect groove. It's just gonna sit on you guys like moons over my hammy. You guys ever get moons over my hammy at Denny's? You know what I'm talking about. In the morning we should all get moons over my hammy. We'll go into Denny's and we'll get some moons over my hammy. The sun will be coming up, and we'll talk about what a great night we had.
Sounds good.
Friend right now. His name is Mr. Ross James. He's gonna come play some guitar. He's a fellow I've gotten to be friends with over the course of the year. It's great to play with him here.
Ross James.
Hey Ross.
I'm Zen. You guys not met?
Ross, is this your first day of Low Show? This is Ross's first day of Low Show right now. We all show him a good time.
Turn on the bubble lights for him.
But we got at least a dozen under our belt together, so. It's not like it's unknown.
Your beer is pretty good, Ross. I like it. It's nice. It's nice.
Yeah!
Taking the time.
time we all deserve. I've been sipping on a gin and tonic, been smoking on a little herb in my hot tub. Even if I have to use water for my shower to get it hot, gonna do what I got to do. 'Cause I'm coming at the around and I won't stop just yet. Till I felt the warmth, till the beauty bled from the hot tub type of jets. Come on over, dance my hot tub. Come on over, dance it in my hot tub.
and our minds for the years to come. Commented through a series of twists and jerks, we find ourselves right back at the beginning, only this time behind some words. In the pH balance, right? Checking the alkalinity. I'm gonna sit there as a matter of my love. Then optional, massive melting pot. We can marinate our bodies, marinate our thoughts in our hot tub. And in every water, in my shower, to get it hot. Till I felt the warm therapeutic blast from a hot tub cypher jet. Come on, no. Dancing in my hot tub. Come on, no. Dancing in my hot tub. The T Sisters, the wonderful, wonderful T Sisters. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed having the T Sisters around with us. We got some good energy, those T Sisters.
Hello. I'm having a ball too.
Oh, do you connect? Yeah, some T Sisters over in Zach's land. Yeah. Can you guys all hear yourselves okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you guys catch their set earlier? Wasn't that great? Was it any of y'all's first time seeing them? Yeah, all right, great.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, how about for the T sisters? That's kind of bringing it back home because it's a Pointer. Well, it's Bruce Springsteen, but you know the Pointer Sisters had a great version of it. And they all from Oakland, so it relates. Uh-oh. Hey, Zach. Is it the time we think it is? You guys want to get weird?
No. I'm through with the weirdness. It just throws everybody off, makes everybody uncomfortable. I'm done with it.
Zach, they want to hear you tell them a story.
I have no more stories, no more weirdness. I'm just a normal guy trying to figure it out. I got two kids.
Come on, you got time for one last 40. Story. One last story.
I just did a kids show today. The confetti got lost somewhere in Tahoe. I don't have time for this mishmash. Higgledy-piggledy. No more higgledy-piggledy for any of us. No more higgledy-piggledy. Down with higgledy-piggledy and riffraff.
Don't you think you got time for one more of you? Yeah.
They don't want to hear it.
You guys don't want to hear
his
story?
They're over it. They're over it.
You guys want to hear his story, right?
No. What if it's not concise? What if it doesn't even have a proper beginning or a proper end? Is that okay? What if it really, you listen back on the tape and you're like, it doesn't even make sense what he said? Is that okay?
It's the risk of a great storyteller.
I have one more in me. But I'm going to need a tempo. I'm going to need a tempo. I'm going to need the car driving.
Everybody?
Yes.
One, two, one, two, three.
Hope you guess my name.
My name is.
which town he has that points you to the way.
Cool. Cool.
I tell them I'm a shaman and they tell me that they're cool. We'll be right back. Where are my people? Everybody ready? You guys feel ready?
Yeah. It's been a fun weekend here with you all. It's been a fun tour de amour. Thank y'all to all y'all that made out to a bunch of shows. It's nice to see some of you in the crowd tonight.
It means so much.
It really does.
Yeah. And a whole lot of cheese. And bring me down. See on the faces. What do you guys want? You want darkness? More darkness? Visually, light-wise, you want... I like the lights because I can see you, but I don't know. That can be... I don't want the groundhog to go back into the hole. Don't go into the hole, groundhog. Just what they meant. Essence is metaphysical, your time is so abstract. Hope that when I get there, somebody cuts me some slack. Cuts me some slack. Cuts me some slack. Cuts me some slack. Cuts me some slack.
Thank you all so much. It's been so great playing for you tonight. And happy two day more to you all. This one's been one for the ages this year. And we look forward to seeing y'all real soon in San Francisco. It's good to call this place a hometown. We love you guys.
What up, you guys? Are you guys ready to bring this to the end? Yeah? This is it. This is the end of Tour de Amor 9. Let's kill it. A-L-O!
If it's all right with y'all, we'd like to bring up some of our friends that have been here tonight to help us close it out.
Well, I'm Fallon. It's okay. But it's okay. So good. So good. You guys are so good.
Best audience ever!
I mean that. You guys are the best. It's never been a better one.
A reset. Everybody's got a reset. Like, to make sure you look nice.
Shall we all start it with the keyboards, Zach?
Yes. My mic is gonna lift.
Let's start it with claps. That's good.
Is that a little slower? Is that good?
Round robin? Who's first? Who's first?
You are.
Daddy's going first?
Yeah, you go first.
Thank you.
side. I hear you talk about the way things gonna be. Thank you. song with you guys. This is for you. Your song now, you just take it and run with it. Run away.
Sisters here with us tonight. Having some of the California Honey Drops here with us tonight. Having Ross James here tonight. Having Nikki Bloom and Darren from the Gramblers. And of course, all of us here at ALO, thanks so much. Yeah.